Hey everybody, welcome to Pedicures with Hazel B. This is your girl Hazel B. I'm here today with my lovely oldest daughter. You want to introduce yourself?
Anastasia.
Anastasia. This is her first time being on air. And I just told her, why don't you pop on through and, you know, sit back and just have a conversation with dear old mom. So how's motherhood? How's motherhood going for you?
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. What has been your major challenge?
Trying to make sure I'm doing things the correct way and learning from my mistakes.
I think you're doing a fabulous job. You know, I feel like I kind of put you in a good position as a parent, you know, to learn a few things, but it seems like you really have taken a hold of that and made me a grandma and everything. What's been like the easiest part?
Keep him happy.
Oh, yeah. He seems like a pretty happy baby. So, what's been going on with you?
Nothing really.
No, nothing?
Nothing really.
How are you liking Fargo?
It's a lot different than Arizona, but it's nice though. It's very quiet.
How are you handling the snow?
It's irritating.
I hear that. Yesterday it was a blizzard. Pretty interesting weather all around. Yeah, you been working on any projects here lately?
Nope.
No major projects?
Nope.
Have you been peopling a little bit? Doing anything?
No. Just doing everyday things. That's it.
Okay. Well, it was good. Say hi, Andrew. Say hi. Yeah. But you got a choo-choo train there. Yeah. Oh, he's getting so big. Well, this is exciting, getting an opportunity to spend some time with my little grandson and my oldest daughter. Glad that they transitioned out this way. The joys of being a grandma. It's always amazing. But yeah, just wanted to check in, see how everybody's doing. Thank you all for tuning in with Pedicures with Hazel B. Until next time. Hey everybody. Welcome to Pedicures with Hazel B. This is your girl, Hazel B. Oh my gosh, yes, it has been a minute. It's been a minute, but it's been a good minute. It's been a busy minute. It's been a lot happening and a lot going on. And I am here to just break it down for you all. Whew, where do I start? How many of us have decided to start something new in our lives and we decided that, you know what, it's time for a change and you're just taking a leap of faith, but you're a little nervous about it. Maybe you're a little older now, maybe a little bit more mature. Maybe, you know, you're a little out of practice in certain areas, but I think it's important for us to get to a space in our lives where we can just start doing those things. And I have been doing those things. Oh, I'm in grad school right now. I actually took a public speaking course that was actually pretty awesome. It was awesome. It was actually an elective because I needed to fill a little gap for myself. And it actually gave me an opportunity to like really hone in on my speaking, my public speaking, my opportunities, and just putting myself in a space where I can narrow down some of the conversation and like focus on what I'm really trying to get at. But I believe that these are great opportunities to really just add more resources to like your tool belt. You know, we all have these tool belts and things that help us get through, but why not just keep adding to that? And this was a great opportunity for me to add to my tool belt by taking this public speaking course. I've talked in front of hundreds of individuals about various topics. A lot of them more closely to like DEI topics or in the realm of violence or sexual violence, domestic violence, intimate partner violence, whatever that realm is. But it's always been something that has, I'm a conversationalist. I like talking to people. I enjoy having conversations, and it just comes natural. And when you are a subject matter expert of your topic, it's like a conversation. You're talking about something that you're extremely passionate about. You're putting energy into it, and it's kind of going a long ways. So I was really excited to pass that class and get some high marks. I'm actually looking forward to approaching graduation time. So got a couple more classes to kind of get through before I get into that. But what I really, really wanted to highlight, you know, is this thing of home ownership. I want to actually do a whole separate section on that, so I won't touch bases on it now, but I think it's important to like really have that as a major topic. So I'll be talking about that in my next recording, my next casting. But I just think that when we are challenging ourselves to do different things that not necessarily makes us feel comfortable, but we know that it's an opportunity for us to learn something new and to grow in those spaces, it's very vital that we just move forward. And it's important to surround yourself around people that want to see you succeed. You know, there's always going to be those naysayers and those people that are going to be like, oh, you don't need to do that. Oh, it's just not going to, you don't need to. And it's like, you know what? Bah humbug you. You know, like, no, that's not where I'm at. I need to be successful in my life. I want to achieve different things in my life. And a part of being able to do that is I need to step outside of my comfort zone and I need support. Whether it be you being my cheerleader or you helping me to see the light when I'm having a hard time to see it. But it's in those darkest moments when things are the most clearest for us, right? So we're making decisions that are going to get us out of those funks, going to get us out of those spaces that we don't necessarily want to be in. So I highly encourage everybody to think about where you are in your life right now. And what steps you're wanting to take. And like, is there something that keeps passing in your head and you're just like struggling to figure out and you just really are having a really hard time making it make sense for you? What I would suggest is you put a plan of action together and you do some great things. On top of me going back to graduate school, I had actually added an addition to my consulting business. So for those of you who don't know, I own a business called Camel Consulting LLC. I work with nonprofits, for-profits, and I help them to just evaluate their DEI practices. And we do a curriculum. It's called Diving Deeper into DEI. I also work with companies and just kind of talk to them about best HR practices and help them kind of review like their PDFs and make it more inclusive. Because I think the biggest thing that, you know, we look at when we talk about DEI is like, oh, we want things to be diverse. We want it to be inclusive. We want to build equity. But what people forget to look at is that liberation aspect of things. We want to tear down those barriers that has caused this systemic oppression and just liberate everyone. We want there not to be barriers. We want everybody to see things from their perspective and have access to the resources that are going to help them do well in their lives. And the only way that they can do that is if we get to a place where liberation is there. And liberation is not going to happen overnight. Oh, I wish it would happen overnight, just like the lottery. I want to hit the lottery overnight. But you got to play to have an opportunity to win. And that goes for liberation. You can't be liberated. There's no liberation that's going to take place if we're not actively working on tearing down those barriers. And if we are actively tearing down those barriers, we'll do great. And so back to what the business is. So Camel Consulting LLC, I've been working with companies, hosting groups, doing public speaking engagements, and just kind of interacting with community and just speaking from a real life perspective. And with that, what I did was I created a brand line. It's called Resilience Wear. And Resilient Wear, it talks about or it embodies a real life perspective resiliency. And that is the label, the brand that I'm promoting. And a part of this is building that connection and community where those that are most resilient, who've been resilient throughout their life, and who just, they need that uplifter. This is a token to kind of support that movement of knowing that you are a valuable asset. You are valuable, you're worthy, you're worth it. And the clothing brand and the water bottles and the backpacks, they all signify what that movement is and what it's becoming. And so I encourage you to check it out on Shopify. Shopify, we have Resilient Wear, and we are really trying our hardest to just expand upon that brand and get people to buy into that, knowing that it comes from a place of where we are working towards liberation. So if you hear about it, check it out. Check it out. You can also seek services as far as consultations for your business groups at www.camelconsultingllc.com. And you can also find me on various platforms. We have a TikTok, we got Instagram, we have a Facebook page, and you can find us at Camel Consulting LLC. So thank you all so much for taking the time to just listen and just share, just have a moment with me. And I'll talk to you next time. So it was good. It was great. And we'll just move on. Thank you so much for tuning in with Pedicures with Hazel B. Have a good night, everybody.